Welcome to the Dynamics of Everyday Life, where we demystify some tricky concepts and get to know ourselves a little bit better. Welcome back to the Dynamics of Everyday Life. Today I'm thinking about a situation that several of us experienced during our school days, and in talking to some friends over the last few weeks, I've realised that many of us still carry this feeling to this day. I'm referring to that excruciating moment when we are the last one picked to be on the PE team, either by our classmates or even sometimes by a teacher. Just thinking about it now takes me back to standing on the edge of a hockey field, watching the team captain sweeping his or her eyes past me again and again, as each time they decide on someone else. It was no fun. I've made no secret that I didn't enjoy school, and I'm sure that this holds true for a lot of people. I actually think that's no bad thing, because if they were the best days of your life, then it follows that it's all downhill from then, so what have we got to look forward to? Being able to leave some things firmly at the school gates and never having to pick them up again is one of the joys of adult life. The enforced ineffectual PE showers, for one, is something I'm glad I never have to return to. As we grow and develop, our own identity becomes clearer, and we're able to have much wider ranges of friends, maybe leaving some friendships behind that we've grown out of or aren't working anymore. Maybe we just don't have anything in common now that we aren't at school. I talked about many of the reasons for this in a previous episode. And we can become stronger in the person that we grow into. However, we can still carry this unconscious feeling of not being wanted, not being chosen, or not being included into the group. I've had a moment of this recently, when during a course that I'm currently a student on, we were all asked to put ourselves into groups. I had a moment of utter panic, where I thought, what if no one wants to be with me? What if I'm the only person left outside of a group? Being quite a bit older, and hopefully wiser than I used to be, I took the bull by the horns and decided to actively go up to other students and start a group, instead of waiting to be chosen. But that pang of how I used to feel definitely made me think about groups and why we act the way that we do. I decided it was time for me to revisit some of Freud's work that I haven't picked up in a while, Group Psychology and the Analysis of the Ego. Here Freud's talking about the group instinct. We've often seen footage of huge masses of people on the news and how they seem to move as one. It's as if they have a collective mind, and this is what Freud is talking about. The social instinct starts in our families of origin. Therefore, how we are likely to behave in a group comes from those first patterns of behaviour, which we learned from our earliest family life. What role do we take up in the group? Think about how you feel when you go into a group and what part you play in that group. Is this a familiar role that you're taking up? How do you feel about being in groups? Is it a comfortable experience or do you dread it? Freud also notes that under certain conditions we'll behave differently from our individual behaviour, and one of these conditions is being in a group. So whilst we might perceive ourselves as behaving in a certain way, we might have no idea that we become a different person when we're in a group. We might think that we're inclusive, encompassing and non-judgmental, but once we become a member of a group, we become excluding and wanting to keep outsiders out. And because this is unconscious, we're completely unaware that this is what we're doing. Freud mentions that we'll often have less access to our full intellectual capabilities when we're in a group. We're swayed by what is happening in the group and the decisions of the leader. Have a think about the groups that you've been in, either at school or later, when you felt uncomfortable about what was happening or what was going on, but you felt unwilling or unable to do anything about it. Maybe you blamed yourself for it, when what could have been happening was you were being influenced by what the group was choosing to do. The leader of the group is an incredibly important figure. For a group to exist, it has to have a purpose, something that binds it together psychologically. There are people inside the group, and there are people outside the group. We see these power structures very clearly in school systems. There's a definite pecking order that's established, even in the earliest years. And there are many films over the decades that have captured how people feel about this perfectly. I think it says a lot about how I felt about my school days that my favourite is the film Heathers, where the alpha teens are done away with by a vengeful Christian Slater, as opposed to Mean Girls, which centres around teenagers lying to each other and writing unkind things in a scrapbook. Freud says, something is unmistakably at work in the nature of the compulsion to do the same as others, to remain in harmony with the many. There are neuroscientific ways of looking at it. If we look back to prehistoric times, then being on the outside of a group literally threatened our survival, because the protection of the group meant that we were less likely to be threatened or attacked by lions, tigers, and bears. And this part of the brain hasn't changed very much, if at all. But there's also the energy that we feel when we're in a group. And the more that we feel the same way as other people, the stronger this energy becomes. If you've ever been at Centre Court at Wimbledon and watched Andy Murray play, you can appreciate this feeling. He just has to breathe the right way and the crowd are on their feet cheering. And being on the outside of this energy can be intimidating. Anyone who comes up against Murray in this arena has their work cut out for them trying to get the crowd on side. Although in this instance, I suspect they know what's coming and have a certain level of acceptance. Whilst it's not the same as opposing the home favourite at Wimbledon, imagine having this feeling as a young child on the edge of a cold, wet field in the middle of November, waiting to be picked for the sports team, looking at all the cool kids being picked before you, the group energy getting stronger as they're high-fiving each other as they join. There are whispers amongst the team about who to pick out of the people that are left, and then the resignation of the team captain that they'll have to have you on their side. Because even when you've been grudgingly allowed on the team, you never truly feel part of it, because you weren't a choice. So there's still some intimidation there. You're part of the group, because you have to be, but you aren't really, because you weren't actively chosen. You were what was left at the end. And there is no choice. You have to be part of the team in PE. Why do we still carry this? I was wondering whether it was just me, but I asked the others in my class when we were forming the small groups, and many of them agreed that they had had the moment of, will I be chosen? I believe it's because a vast majority of our behaviours and our responses are set down initially by our first group, our families of origin, and this then gets reinforced in our early and formative years when we're in a lot of different groups at school and in educational settings. Our unconscious gets built up with responses, patterns and feelings in relation to situations. And then when something similar comes up later in life, it brings it all back, those early emotions and how we felt when we were younger. So what can we or should we do about it? First of all, I think it's really important that we don't beat ourselves up about this. There can be a feeling that because we find ourselves dragged right back to how we experienced something in our school days, that there's either something wrong with us, because we're bothered about something from years ago, or that it shouldn't be a big deal. But feeling ostracised and unwelcome is a big deal. It can strike right at the heart of who we feel we are, and all the work we've done on ourselves since we've left school. We can end up wondering if we've made any progress at all. It's time to give ourselves some grace, because if we can give ourselves some grace, it becomes less likely that we push these uncomfortable feelings away from us and into our unconscious. Then, once we notice that this is something that happens to us, we can bring in our old friend awareness. We can try and catch ourselves in these moments and notice it for what it is. Maybe saying to ourselves something like, interesting, I feel like I'm back on the edge of the PE field again, but I'm not there at all. I'm actually stood in a training room. This is part of our psyche's early warning system that we're starting to feel unsafe. We probably weren't able to do very much with this when we were at school. We most likely didn't have the awareness or the capabilities to manage our emotions effectively back then. But we do now. Once we can spot that we're starting to feel unsafe, we can take steps to help us get back to a place of psychological safety. This is the time to ask yourself some questions. What is it about this situation that makes me feel unsafe? What can I do to feel safer? What do I need to tell myself about myself right now? How can I look after myself in this situation? What control do I have? Once you start to get the answers to these questions, you can find that particular PE field disappearing back into history where it belongs. It might come back a few times, but practice and repetition is key here, as it helps build up those psychic muscles for us to feel stronger. One last point to remember. We don't see ourselves as other people see us. We aren't that small child standing at the edge of the group, wondering when our turn to be picked will be anymore. We are more likely to be coming across as confident and capable in our given fields, not being restricted by the confines of the school environment anymore. So maybe it's time to consider that if we were being picked for PE now, we would actually be much further up the list than we're telling ourselves that we are. Looking at ourselves at this level can be challenging and unnerving as we develop our awareness, so I'd always encourage that you do this at your own speed. If you feel you need some extra help around this, then I've put together a PDF resource sheet and you can find the link for this in the show notes. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dynamics of Everyday Life. Please hit the follow button for future episodes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on Instagram at The Dynamics of Everyday Life or find me on LinkedIn at Julia Rogers. I'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts on dynamics. The Dynamics of Everyday Life is brought to you by Coaching 42 and the fabulous team at the Podcast Boutique.